Okay, I'm going to need you to ask the question that you just asked me a moment ago to Richard Kruss, because I can't even react to it right now. Richard Kruss is here, Booze and Reviews time. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. So I want you to react to Ryan's question, because during the break, and I was going to bring it up with you as well, I said to Ryan, hey, listen, I'm watching right now on Amazon Prime the Val Kilmer documentary called Val. And Ryan asked me the following question.
Is he interesting?
Come on, Val Kilmer?
Yeah, the documentary is super interesting. It is a study in what it's like to be super famous and then not be super famous at a certain point in your career, and the decisions that swirl around you when, you know, the whole world has its eyes on you. So yeah, no, he's an interesting guy, and you know, you forget what a big star he was around the time of Top Gun, and when he made the Jim Morrison movie with Oliver
Doc
Stone,
Holliday,
the Doors film,
Tombstone,
and you know, all that stuff. Big star. He played Batman. You know, not many people get to play Batman. And then it all kind of eroded away for him. And I think that's a really interesting case study.
Last word on Val Kilmer. If you do nothing this weekend, Ryan, except watch for the first time, if you haven't seen it, Val Kilmer and the Salton Sea, do me that favor. Such a great movie. Incredible. Okay.
Unless you have issues around nose trauma.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio. Yeah. Yes, very much so. Yeah. Okay.
Can we stop fanboying on the Val Kilmer now and get on to the booze?
We're geeking out a bit. No, over to you, Ryan.
All right. Now it's my department. Diamonds are forever. We're taking a look at what? The most expensive cocktails out there?
Yeah, so there are three cocktails that I'm going to tell you about that are all bound together by one thing, and that's crazy price tags, and they all have the same name. So if you find yourself with a thirst and a really bulging wallet and you're in Dubai, go to the Skyview Bar, and for a mere $1,347 US, you can get a mix of champagne cognac, a gold flake champagne, and something called the Bitter Truth Jerry Thomas Bitters. And the reason that it costs $1,347 is because it's served in a Swarovski crystalline cocktail glass, which has diamonds in the stem. And when you leave, you get to take the glass with you.
Well, for over a G, I would assume that I would be getting to take the glass home with me.
Right, and that's U.S. dollars. All these prices are in U.S. If you find yourself in New York City, which I hope to soon, I won't be going to Uncorked, a place called Uncork, because that's where drunk rich people can also enjoy a drink called Diamonds Are Forever. It's $10,000, and it redefines what it means when you order a drink on the rocks, because somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000, depending on how big the gemstone that you want to come with your drink is, you get an expertly prepared vodka martini with a custom-made engagement ring at the bottom of the glass. You have to order ahead 73 hours. They will design and manufacture this ring for you, a one-of-a-kind ring, and then you blow your date away by giving them a $15,000 cocktail.
Is it 73 hours because it would normally be 72, but that third hour is just one more hour to back out?
Maybe. You know what? Maybe that's what
I really want to do this.
Yeah. And then if you're in Tokyo, you go to the Ritz-Carlton and they give this classic martini a twist. It's inspired by the James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever. And it's Absolute Elix vodka, a splash of lime juice, and a flawless 1-carat diamond found at the bottom of the drink. It's $25,000. They make it for you at tableside. And while they're making it, a little band comes over and plays Diamonds Are Forever by Shirley Bassey.
Is that band on call? I would imagine if somebody finally ordered the drink, you guys can bus in.
Well, I can't make any of these at my house this weekend, so I think I might just stick to a Greyhound.
I enjoy a Greyhound. I'm going to be making something called a painkiller. And I told you about this a while ago, but I've recently found out where to buy Coco Lopez. It's a coconut cream that I used to use in the 80s when I made pina coladas at Mr. Green Jeans. And you make this really great tiki drink called a painkiller with rum and orange juice and pineapple juice. It's refreshing and it's perfect for the long weekend.
Hey, Jay, do you know the difference between a Greyhound and a salty dog?
What's that?
Richard does. Richard?
Okay.
A salt rim.
It's the salted rim.
Yeah. Okay.
The salted rim is the salty dog. The Greyhound, no salt.
Moving over to the reviews portion of Booze and Reviews, it is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Seeing a ton of press around this, and I got to tell you, it looks pretty good. I also noticed that the stars have been here in Toronto as of late.
Well, the star is from Toronto. That's the thing. So Simu Liu is one of the stars of Kim's Convenience, or was when that show was on. He is now the first superhero in the Marvel Universe. And he is front and center in this origin story. And it's essentially about his father, who is an immortal, who has the Ten Rings that give him all the power in the world. He trains his son, Shang-Chi, to be an assassin. The kid doesn't want that life, disappears into San Francisco, grows up on his own, and just leads a normal life until one day his father sends some very bad people to retrieve him and bring him back to China, and he has to revert to his martial artist ways. The action scenes are absolutely terrific in the first half of this movie. There's two that are among the best action scenes I've seen, not only this year, but probably in the last few, and certainly, I think, the best action scenes in any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe things. And they look real. Simu Liu is a martial artist, and he really pulls it off. They really do a good job with this.
We've got some clips of the conversation you had with him, and you asked him about what his parents thought of the movie.
Yeah,
I think they were very relieved that I didn't suck. I could practically feel their anxiety and nervousness radiating off of them as the screen was kind of darkening, and then, you know, the movie started and we saw the Marvel title card. I could just feel them saying, "Oh my God, this is happening! Please don't mess this up! Please don't mess this up!" It speaks to their mentality that they've had their whole lives as immigrant parents, of just like constant worry and anxiety. But you know, I've learned to kind of just interpret that as love and you know, the unconditional love of a parent. So I understand it's part of their process.
Yeah, he's been in town. So I interviewed him yesterday, and he posted on Twitter and Instagram today a picture of him in Dundas Square and a huge billboard behind him that says, "Welcome home, Simu." And imagine, you know, 4 years ago, he was an extra on the set of Pacific Rim. And now he's the star, the first Asian superhero and star of a Marvel film. It's a mind-blowing trajectory.
So we've got about 90 seconds left. This is not necessarily up my alley, more I think family-friendly fare, but Camila Cabello is Cinderella on Amazon Prime.
She sure is. And you know, this isn't the old Cinderella. Cinderella has all the stuff that the new movie on Amazon Prime has, all the stuff of the old story. She lives in the basement of her evil stepmother's home. She's got two evil stepsisters. But instead of wanting to go to the big royal ball to meet the prince, she wants to go because she's a clothing designer and she wants to meet rich people to buy her clothes, and then she can start her own business. And so it's all about empowerment. It's set in medieval times, but they sing Madonna songs and Janet Jackson songs. And sometimes it feels a little bit like a very long music video, but it's frothy and it's fun and it's on TV. It's on Amazon Prime. It's worth a look.
All right. That is something you might want to check out more in depth with Richard Krause on his website at richardkrause.ca. All of the latest Booze and Reviews there for you as well. Richard's motto, "I watch bad movies so you don't have to." Always, always, always a pleasure when you join us. Great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, and have a good long weekend.
You too. Enjoy the painkillers.
Well, I'm going to Shenanigans right now.
Oh.
The old stomping grounds right across the street from the... No, I'm going right now.
It's fantastic. You'll love it. I had lunch with John Moore there a few weeks ago, and I've been there, I think, twice, three times now. Menu's fantastic. It's the Michael Bonaccini and his operation have done a fantastic job with it.
Well, I haven't been since it was Scallywag, so I'm excited.
Enjoy.
Have a good time, Richard.
See you guys.
Take care, pal.
Up to some shenanigans. We got to try that place out, just for nostalgia's sake, since we used to work up that way.
All right, if you insist.